The very next morning, as we began our long, hard journey once again, we began to see white roses growing along the trail. They seemed to have sprung up overnight, and they were very beautiful. The five petals of each rose were white like our tears. The center was yellow, like the gold the greedy white men took from our hills. And there were seven leaves on each stem, just as there were seven clans in the Cherokee Nation. The sight of the roses brought a strange peace into the hearts of the Cherokee women who saw them. There was a particularly large patch of them in the small glen where many of us had sat weeping the previous night. I paused to pick one, and one of the elders stopped beside me and told me there was a rose for each tear we had shed during the journey. His words stayed with me as I took up my small parcel of belongings, hurried my children into line, and set out behind my husband. A rose for every tear. Could it be possible? In my heart, I already believed him.